Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We are well into holiday music this month, and if you're craving something different, the Crest Theater this weekend may be just what you're wanting to experience. Peter Petty has been performing in Sacramento for years, and his upcoming event with a 12-piece orchestra has really become a holiday tradition, inspired by one part swing era, two parts jazz, which when shaken up or stirred can make for a lively evening, where you can easily get up off your feet and dance the night away. Bandleader Peter Petty returns ahead of his annual Hepcats Holiday Swingin' Yuletide Review at the Crest Theater. It's happening this Saturday, December 16th at 7:30 p.m. Nice to see you, Peter.
It's so good to see you too, Vicky, as I live and breathe. Thank you so much for having me back.
I love this tradition on Insight, you coming at this time of year.
As do I. Well, I consider it a personal mitzvah on your part to have me back, so thank you so much. And that shaken and stirred cocktail you were talking about, that's called a Peter Pettitini.
I saw that.
And they will be in the house.
So they at the Crest
Theater.
Drink
up, Jack, drink up.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is our eighth expression, I believe, of this particular program. Always different, of course.
Yeah.
This is number eight for us.
And this is just one part of what you do here in Sacramento. Where did your love for jazz come from?
Indeed. Well, it came from growing up with parents that listened to it all the time. And they were listening to the golden age of vocalists, really. So jazz, and my mom was huge into Dixieland. That's always what she wants. She's always let us know at her funeral she wants a second line playing Dixieland. And I'm like, Mama, why wait until the funeral? Let's just go out and see as much as we can in the interim. That was set in my bones early on, but I didn't really start getting more educated and more comprehensive about it until I was full grown. And then playing with jazz bands really set it deeper in me and really a more of an understanding of what it is and what it represents as a social movement and an American art form, of course. So it's just, yeah.
What's also interesting is, I mean, obviously you have a voice to go with it. You sang with the Sacramento Opera for eight seasons.
Oh, I did. That's big talk, Vicky. But yes, I did. Eight seasons, eight glorious seasons. And in fact, I left Sacramento Opera to front another jazz orchestra leader in Sacramento. And then after 4 years with his band, I struck out on my own. Yeah.
Wonderful. So this is your third year joining us ahead of Hepcats Holiday Swingin' Yuletide Review. It's been going on for 8 years now and counting. How did it all come about?
Well, I think really what started the impetus, this is when I was still with the previous sort of big band, Harry Connick Jr., the great, to which everybody would love to compare themselves because he's just so damn successful. You know, he does it the way you think maybe you can. And he is, of course, no slouch. He really is. But he would do those like the big skating rink in New York City. So he'd put on those swing shows. And that just felt so good. I love the holiday season. Even coming here today, that crispness is in the air. It's just a quickening of your spirit. It just makes you want to share with others and just revel in that sense of shared humanity that is so important to our experience. And so I was always like, hey, let's do that. We got the skating rink downtown.
Yeah.
And so for years, I was trying to get them interested because I wanted it to be like a free show, just a thing that everybody could come and do. And I could just never really get any traction with it. And so I figured I'm just going to have to put on my own show, I guess. And unfortunately, brother got to get paid, you know. So we have to charge admissions. But that's kind of the impetus of it. It's just such a festive, merry time. And to feel it myself and to also feel it with others and know we're having that same kind of experience is invaluable.
Well, we're going to get a taste of it. We're going to listen to Boogie Woogie Santa Claus.
Okay.
Well, look ahead, Jed. Chopping down the track, he got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his sack.
The boogie woogie Santa Claus.
The boogie woogie Santa Claus.
The boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day.
Well, he lives up in the mountain like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut, never took a shave.
The boogie woogie Santa Claus.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
The boogie boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your cares away.
You know, you reinterpret music. Walk us through your process. How do you make this all come to life?
Woo! Well, first of all, let's get excited.
Yes.
Vicky, because I can't, just hearing that, I'm bopping and
I don't know how
seat.
Anyone sits down during your show. Else.
At the Crest Theater, there's actually room for dancing. That's always been a hard
Wonderful.
Thing. Trying to get a dance floor as well as seating capacity has been a challenge. So we've sold out the Sophia Theater the last 2 years going. And so already we're at about the same amount of ticket sales as sold out the Sophia Theater. That's why we moved to the Crest, because it's about double capacity. So we got tickets for everybody this year. And room for dancing. That's very exciting. Now, what was your initial question?
Oh, reinterpreting music. How do you make it all come to life?
It is inevitable. I can't really help it. It's just the way I tend to feel it, and of course, I'm just riding on the shoulders of the giants that invented and perfected this milieu of sound. But it's just hard for me not to go that direction. Then maybe I can add a little bit of my own gestalt or whatever, but it's just, I just almost can't help it. There's not... It's funny, as I'm talking about, of course, I'm thinking about all the work that does go into it, but that's just part of the process. It really is. And of course, I am served so well by so many stalwart and steward musicians. These are just the best cats in the area that and most of these guys lead their own bands as well. You know, we're all mercenaries just helping each other out. And It's a lot of work now that I think about it. It's a great deal of work, and I got miles to go before I sleep before the show. But it's just in us. Yeah. It's in us. And Sacramento's a big jazz town. We go way back. You know, we're another river town. a lot of parallels to New Orleans and everything where this music came out of. And so it's just hard not to get it. And it's so joyous. It's so joyous that. When you're in the midst of it, you're there and it's real and it's happening and you are transported. So as far as interpreting it, I don't feel that it's necessarily that deliberate. Because when it's working, we're all on board and we're all communicating and loving it. You
know? Well, we're going to listen to it working right now. We're going to take a listen to That's What I Want for Christmas.
All right. Anyone can wish for all the trinkets in the window. Some can even buy the things they see. But the present that I want, it can't be found in any window. Bring me love and bring it just for me. Come home at night. Take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me and say you love me. Love me.
And I would be remiss if we didn't talk about your 12-piece Mercenaries of Mary Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah, all right.
What do you love about them? How long have you guys been playing together?
Well, again, as I said, it's an amalgamation of mercenaries. So it's not always the same merry mercenaries, but mostly it's a core group that plays with me. And so we've been since 2012 is when I came out the chute trying to lead my own band. And so these, again, are these, in so many ways, I consider them mentors of mine, just because I don't have the musical education that they have. So my stuff is highly interpretive, and I break a lot of rules that it's a good thing you don't know exists, because otherwise you wouldn't be doing what you do. That really can make some magic sometimes, with everybody trying to, like, figure out how to insinuate this, this screaming banshee that is me into keeping it musical and beautiful. And like that last tune, oh, what a lovely song that is. And we're going to bring the room down a few times too and give people time to reflect and everything. But that song is very significant to me because these songs you're playing are off my EP that I did for the Christmas show a couple years back. And I remember when I brought, when it was all, you know, in hand, and I brought it to my parents. My dad had been ill all year. And so we played the song for them in their bedroom. And my dad was just sitting there in bed listening to it. And we all started crying listening to that beautiful song. And indeed, that was the year that my dad passed. And so to have that, and the sweet and simple sentiment of just love me, you know.
Peter, thank you so much. That's a wonderful way to end.
Peter you're Petty so
welcome. Will be giving us a taste, or gave us a taste, of his annual Hepcats Holiday Swingin' Yuletide Review. It's happening at the Crest Theater Saturday, December 16th, 7:30 p.m. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.